Hey everybody, welcome to Workforce Gaming. I'm Brad, here with Doug.
Hey.
For sadly the final time, we get to talk about Final Fantasy 16, the final DLC, The Rising Tide. We both played through this. I think you actually said you finished all of it, like every side quest, all of the whole deal.
Yeah, I just, yes, I did. yes, I did.
I did not.
I wanted to take, like, what, it was my farewell to Final Fantasy 16. I always gave the side quests, like, a hard time in that game, and that I mostly skipped over them. I was like, you know what? I can finish this side quest group. So I did. I did do that.
Yeah. Yes. There's not much. I think I did main story and maybe five or six side quests. I think it was maybe 7 or 8 hours. So I would imagine mopping up the other ones gets you maybe 10. Definitely not a huge, giant expansion. It's an okay size.
Yeah. I was surprised how, it's very weird because it's about the same length as, what's the other one called? Echoes of the Fallen. But they split it more into, which I thought was interesting, instead of just being like Echoes of the Fallen is basically just a dungeon, they split that time. Instead of having one big dungeon, they had kind of like an open worldy area plus kind of a much smaller dungeon than Echoes of the Fallen.
I think if you just did main story, this is probably twice as long. I think Echoes of the Fallen, I think you could knock out about 2 or 3, and this I think you could knock out
that's
five
fair.
Or six.
Yeah, that's fair.
But anyway, besides the point, what's happening here is we get to find the missing dominant. The missing icon, Leviathan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So essentially the setup of this is you get a random mysterious note in the hideaway that says, hey, come meet me here. I need to talk to you. And you meet up with this person who sent you the letter, and they take you on a boat to Mysidia, which is this city that's kind of like hidden out in the middle of nowhere, away from everything else. And it turns out...
It's pretty close by. It's the hidden city far away is... like just off the coast, kind of near an interesting thing that people could easily swim out to. But it,
that's true because you could see the big thing. You could see the big frozen water thing.
Yeah.
Shh. It's DLC and it's hidden. Anyway, basically, again, the setup is you get there and you find out that Leviathan's dominant has essentially been frozen in time. Mm-hmm. And that's why Leviathan's been missing for, I think it was about 100 years, as they said, because essentially they just were like, we're going to seal its power off by freezing it in time. Done. Mm-hmm. And from there, you kind of have some very cool things. I really like the way they set up Leviathan's dominant. I don't want to spoil what it is, who it is, how it works, just because it is one of those moments where like you see it and you're like, oh, wasn't expecting that.
We're definitely going to be talking around it because I think it's such a good moment. And that was the like, Final Fantasy 16 did have some cool ideas. And like the way, and I always like when they kind of, when a game kind of explores the bounds of what you can do with like the rules, with like the universe it kind of set up. And it did something very, very cool here. And the whole sort of time stop thing, the time stop spell that they've cast has essentially done it in the middle of an attack from Leviathan. So you get this super cool, this whole area is basically surrounded by this giant tidal wave that's about to hit the well, the tidal wave is kind of turned away from the town, but we're not going to talk about that. It didn't make sense. But there's this cool frozen wave.
I think like Leviathan, because you go through like the ruins. I think some of those, like the ruins were like supposed to be destroyed by Leviathan. Then he was like going out to sea. This battle is not explored at all. It looked incredible, though.
It is super cool because, again, it's a frozen time stop of basically an area getting destroyed plus a giant tidal wave happening and all of it's frozen in time. And the thing I do like is they did take a little bit of liberty to have, like, the waters kind of moving slightly even though it's frozen in time. So there's, like, some pretty cool stuff like the water spray. Like, you're walking through frozen water spray and stuff that's just, like – so it's just, like, it is such a cool-looking area. And we probably talked about this before, but Leviathan is my favorite summon of like any of the Final Fantasies. And I was super disappointed in Final Fantasy 16. I had kind of come to the, like, okay, Leviathan's not in this one. And then they're like, there's a secret scroll and Leviathan was in this, but he's no longer. I was like, God damn you guys. Like, I was okay with Leviathan just not being part of the mythos, but they're like, oh no, it's out there. And then they just wasn't in the base game. So I was just very satisfied with, I just like how hard it went into the water motif with just like everything, just like the land is heavy water. All the attacks are like water based. It's like, it's just so, I love water in games and stuff. It's just so cool.
Even like the culture of this new group that you're meeting is purely based around water, obviously being connected to Leviathan, their entire culture. You do and some end game stuff. There's some like rituals that you do that are kind of cool that involve water. They mm-hmm. they really like dive into like this culture that really has this huge belief in the power of the water around them, which is it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't really want to get too much more into story stuff, just again for spoiler reasons, obviously. Yeah. But you do get a new power set.
Yes.
I think yep. obvious who it would be. So, I mean, there's no real dancing around it there as ever. No,
I mean, they show that in trailers. If you watch trailers, I mean, how the game functions is that you get summon power. So, yes, you get the Leviathan power pretty early.
Very early.
And
yeah.
I love the Leviathan powers. I know you were not super keen on them from what I understand.
Well, so I did the, like, because every time you get a new power, it gives you, like, the, all right, here, we're only going to let you use this power. And I got my ass kicked twice. And just, like, in the initial, like, tutorial of it, I think I died, like, a bunch of times in the final boss, and the only other time I died was this chunk where it's like, here's the Leviathan power. So I was just so frustrated and pissed that I couldn't figure out the like the pattern for it and the way
so
to combo
different.
It.
Yeah, do you want to explain? Yeah, you explain what it is because it's very. It's very
no,
silly.
I don't. No, like, I barely even remember it. No, oh, I barely okay. even remember it. Like I literally like less than 5 minutes spent with these powers because I was just so frustrated that I couldn't get it down. I was like, forget it.
Oh, okay.
I can kick ass with my normal powers. We're good.
That's really funny because I went hard on the Leviathan power. So Leviathan powers are very silly because it's basically a shotgun. But so the thing that's kind of weird about this, like this one versus like any other powers is like with the other powers, you can kind of like mix and match. They're like, okay, I'm going to do the Garuda thing and then I'll mix that up with like
some
another
Phoenix
attack
powers.
From the hot. Yeah, some Phoenix. So like they all kind of mix and match really well. But with like the Leviathan, because it's such a weird thing because it's a gun.
Yeah.
That's just like not in like another and it doesn't really pair well with other stuff, so you kind of have to go hard into it. But like what is really cool is like if you get really up into their face, the basic Leviathan shotgun attack does way more damage than your normal like sword swipes. So the whole thing is like kind of getting really up in the enemy's face, shooting them, and it has these like really cool powers that play along with the gun. So one of the things that's a really weak attack, but what it does, it just brings all the monsters basically together. And what's really fun is that they have a lot of like parts where there's like 10 monsters at once. So you kind of bring them all together and just start shotgun blasting them all in the face at the same time. I had a lot of fun with it. I can definitely, but it's such a different way of playing. But it felt, and it's really, really fun for crowds, but it kind of falls apart as soon as you have to do like a one-on-one fight. But I really, really love those powers. And like, they do a lot of good stuff with, one of my favorite enemies, there's a lot of my favorite stuff in these games. The big new enemy type they bring in is Tonberries. And yeah. They have like a lot of Tonberries at once, and it's real fun to shoot them in the face. So I really like the new powers, but I can definitely see not like, because I had to completely change my whole like deck of stuff to make it like fit in with
yeah.
the Leviathan powers.
And I think I was just at the point where it's like, I am 50, 60 hours into this, like, and I've got yeah. 3 hours left. Like, it's not time for me to be learning something. I just want to enjoy my last yeah. go around in Final Fantasy 16.
That's true. The fights though were fucking cool. Oh my
yes.
god!
So I think there's three bosses.
Three
main ones that I can think of.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
The first one's just kind of generic monstery one. The last two are amazing. Mm-hmm. There's one where I'm just gonna say it's kind of like a knight type situation, and it mm-hmm. is very cool. One of the best fights I think in this game, almost just in terms of like pure combat one on one type situation.
Yes.
Yeah, not like in terms of cinematic craziness.
Well, no, you said just, knight. You saw. I think you said knight is a knight time, but no, like knight is in a
knight is in
armor
K N I. Yeah.
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 As straight up out of Kingdom Hearts, it felt like just some of the most crazy. That fight is like might be one of my favorite boss fights of this sort of like genre of types of games,
really?
Of like
yeah.
stylish action games. So this boss fight I think it's like the peak boss fight stuff where you have like a boss fight that really pushes you, which I always think is like, I think that's like fine. I think a lot of the best boss fight, like I think a lot of people with like Souls games, like the best boss fight's the one that really pushes you to the limits. But I think the best Souls fights and boss fights in general is like, yeah, one that pushes you really hard, but also one that has like really, really awesome cinematic, cool, just cool looking
yes.
attacks. And like, holy
for sure.
shit. It's weird compared to like the Icon fights, which are just like basically cool cinematic showpieces. But this was just like a one-on-one fight of just cool shit happening all the time. It just and the
yeah.
plus with all the water power stuff, just like everything going off, just looks incredible. I love that fight,
and I think I enjoyed that fight more than I enjoyed the big Icon fight in this.
Yeah. Oh sure. Yeah. Easily.
The Icon fight in this I think is very cool. I would say it's not the best in the game, but it's one of the top few in the
sure.
game in terms of those big, huge cinematic battles, but there is one part in it that literally I sat there and went, I'm not going to finish this. I'm just not going to finish this game because it's pissing me off so much. But leaving that aside.
No, that's so funny. Everybody's talking about that. If you haven't played this, you'll know the moment. You will know the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. It literally, like, I think it took me a half hour, and then I changed it to, like, story-focused instead of action-focused. So I was just so pissed, and I was like, this has got to be about the end of this thing. Like, yeah. I don't know, but I'm just so mad. So, anyway, outside of that, but the Icon fight, crazy, ridiculous stuff happening all over again. Won't spoil specifics, but just it is – some of the attacks are just incredible again. If you've played the base game, which I would assume you have, you know what this is, and you can picture some of the things that Leviathan can do, and it's just – it's very, very cool.
I think the only, and again, not spoiling too much, not spoiling anything about the fight itself. The only thing I didn't like about the fight, and this is going to sound super nitpicky, but with all the other Icon fights, they usually have some like massive impact on the land that you're fighting in. And maybe because this one already had like the kind of frozen water, so they kind of already thought that, but like this whole fight takes place on sort of like a big open nothingness area. And it was like a little disappointing. It's kind of like
removed you to a combat arena.
Yes.
Type situation where it's like, okay, we're going to like pretend that we're actually fighting in this like different dimension type thing. That's not what we're doing, but it's going to kind of appear that way.
And I think that was just like, I think that was the only part that was like a little disappointing to me, because all the Icon fights are like, you're destroying that area and it's just like devastating to that area. I mean, the Titans are the most obvious example, but even stuff like the Phoenix and the Ifrit fights are just like, you're destroying the land, and this was just like, oh, we're gonna teleport you to a place where we can afford to do a DLC sort of thing.
There's only 20 bucks, don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's where I think, because this one's trying to do a lot, like it has an Icon fight, it has an open worlds part, and it has a dungeon part, where it's kind of trying to split it three ways. Well, I think I may have liked Echoes of the Fallen more, because it's just like, it's just a really good dungeon and a boss fight. It doesn't have to have the pressure of being an Icon fight. It can just be a good boss fight.
I think I liked this one more, just because I feel like you got more context. I think Echoes of the Fallen felt rushed, where it's just like, you need to go to this area and check this out. There's something happening there. Yep, that thing happened. And you're done.
Yeah.
Where this, it's a little bit more like, okay, I think the way that they use the characters, you're introduced to a new town, you're introduced to Shula, who's kind of essentially your bonus party member for this thing. I feel like there was more context, more world building. It gave it more of a feel of like a full chapter of the game. And I think that's kind of what this was this it is a bonus chapter. If you think of like, this was the Titan chapter of the game, this is the Leviathan chapter. And I would say those sections are comparable in terms of like size and scope.
Yeah, that's totally fair. Cause I think the Echoes of the Fallen DLC, like, it's a cool dungeon that really doesn't have any impact on anything else. But like, no, it's like another culture. And not to get too spoiler and stuff, but like in the culture of how bearers work in like the main game, like bears only worked like a certain way, and how they were treated, like everybody treated them like shit. But then this set size like a little bit different, and it's just like, it was neat kind of seeing like a different culture within the world of Final Fantasy 16. It is kind of funny though, with like all these DLCs and stuff, it's like, I know that we kind of do a Final Fantasy game and then we kind of move on to the next one, but like, I would really like to like another stab at like 16, like a, not maybe, I think 16.2 kind of like, I hate when they like put a -2 on it sort of thing, or just like, there's just like, but there's like, I just feels like there's like more stuff to be said, maybe not with this world in particular, but maybe just like, I don't know, the combat and this all sort of stuff. It kind of feels weird that like,
oh, I get what you're saying. So less of a huge like 17 doesn't need to be a huge evolutionary step forward is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, let's keep the bones here. Cause if you look at kind of 15 to 16, like, we changed a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
If you go prior, like standalone single player from 13 to 15, we changed a lot. 12 and like to 13.
Like 15 kind of felt like it got thrown out. And then this DLC in 16 didn't really feel like a nice conclusion to 16, because it does. I mean, obviously it takes place before the final battle, but I was kind of hoping that this would be like more conclusion. Now we can close the book on 16. And I still felt like, oh man, it still feels like there might be some more juice to squeeze out of this, but it's not. Like, this is the last one and then we're done.
I mean, and again, if you played the main game, like there is a very tight conclusion of like, we're done here. So I mean,
as soon as I said 16.2, I was like, wait a minute. For a few reasons.
About that. Yeah,
for a few reasons.
Probably happened. Yeah. But yeah, I think the style is there. And I think you referenced Kingdom Hearts before. I think it gives me some big hope for Kingdom Hearts 4, because this is kind of what I want from Kingdom Hearts.
I know, yeah.
It has that very similar just action, 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 and then you kind of your shortcut magic buttons. There's a lot of Kingdom Hearts-esque things in here.
Mm-hmm.
If Kingdom Hearts 4 stole from this, I'd be pretty happy.
I can't even think about Kingdom Hearts 4, because coming off of Rebirth and this, it's like, it's... I don't know. It's like I my expectations are too high for. I don't want to get too excited for. I'm just ready to be. I'm setting my expectations as low as I can. But like Rebirth and 16 are basically much better Kingdom Hearts combat in their own ways, like leaning kind of slightly different ways. And it's like, well, Kingdom Hearts 4 has no excuse to be bad, like in any way, shape, or form. But yeah, I am curious how. I know you're more turn-based fan, but I also know you like Kingdom Hearts. But like how the more turn-based people feel, because like this. There's a lot of both this and Rebirth, there's a lot of Kingdom Hearts fingerprints all over them in like a lot of different ways. I mean, like it's almost impossible to ignore. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think currently going back and playing through 9 right now, this moment, playing my good old favorite, one of my favorite turn-based games, I think there's enough turn-based stuff out there still, like just in terms of like, you know, Sea of Stars, things like that are coming out that are still kind of carrying on that legacy. I think Final Fantasy, this size of a Final Fantasy does not exist if it's turn-based.
Yeah.
You would not have the budget. You would not have the goodwill for it. Like, you wouldn't have the audience for a turn-based game to make it this grand epic of a scale at this point. Like, that audience just isn't there. It's a bunch of probably me. I don't know how many of me there are out there that would be like, oh my god, Final Fantasy 17 is completely turn-based with menus and paused combat, and we brought back ATB. Yeah. Like, that's what we're doing? Like, there's no action button at all?
And you don't even buy the special editions, and that's where they really need to make their money, too. They need you to buy the $300 version and then have the normal people buy the $60 version. Yeah.
Yeah, then that, yeah. So anyway, cool kind DLC. Of a bow on 16. Mm-hmm. Cool DLC. Great, great game overall. I do think this fits. I think if you're playing through 16, I feel like this would fit in well right in the middle. Mm-hmm. Right, but well, not right in the middle. But I think it's a good lead up to the final boss, the final area. So good DLC.
Mm-hmm.
Good extra little bonus part for you there. But we are Workforce Gaming. You can leave a comment below. Subscribe to our channel. There's a link to support us below on Ko-fi as well. We'll see you later.
Yep. And before anybody complains, I did play that Chaos Gate thing, and I didn't want to talk about it because I did not like it. Bye.
Same.